Well, now to France, where three men in their 20s have been arrested for allegedly being in possession of a drone near a nuclear reactor. French authorities have been keeping an eye out for drones because there have been at least 15 sightings of unmanned aerial vehicles over nuclear reactors in that country since early last month. The BBC's Lucy Williamson is in Paris. And Lucy, tell us about these three men. Who are they? What are they charged with?
Well, not too much is known at the moment. There are three young men who've been detained by police. They were found near one of the country's nuclear sites in Belleville-sur-Loire, and they were found in possession of one, maybe two drones that have now been confiscated from them. And beyond that, we're waiting to see what comes out of that investigation. Now, one thing that police have said is they don't believe at this stage that the people under arrest have been were involved with the earlier incidents. The listeners might remember there have been a series of incidents over the past month or so of drones being flown over nuclear sites in France. Police think this might be copycat incident, something like that. But obviously, investigation's quite an early stage at the moment.
And as you say, this is one of many, that more than a dozen drone sightings over nuclear reactors in France recently. Do we know why this is happening?
No, it's a bit of a mystery. And it's obviously gripped imagination here. France relies very heavily on nuclear energy. And as you were saying, over the past few weeks, there have been, I think, some 15 reported sightings of drones being flown over some of those nuclear plants. Some of them have been very, very small. One apparently was 2 meters in width. So a huge variety of drones. And of course, it's quite difficult at this stage, presumably, to tell how many of these incidents are now copycat incidents and how many may have been connected to start with.
And do we know what the drones are doing or what the fear that they might do is, or that they would be taking pictures of these nuclear sites or that they would do something else?
Data collection is obviously something that drones frequently do. They're very cheap now. You can buy a small device on the internet for a few hundred dollars or a few hundred euros. So they are something that's becoming increasingly common. What exactly these drones are doing, obviously, police don't really know at the moment. It's illegal to fly any kind of aircraft within 5 kilometres of a nuclear site. So the police do have a mandate to go in and investigate this. And certainly the politicians are playing it down, saying, look, you know, France's nuclear sites are built to withstand earthquakes, falling aircraft. They're built to withstand quite a lot, so we shouldn't be too concerned at this stage. But it is unnerving, and obviously people do want to know exactly what's going on.
But there are reports now that authorities are saying that they would shoot down anything that flies over these sites.
Well, as I say, the authorities do have the authority to do exactly that. They are allowed to protect these nuclear sites. There are clearly quite stringent security measures in place. And it is illegal to have any kind of aircraft within 5 kilometres. And that includes remote controlled drones. So they do have the authority to do that. Whether or not that would actually happen in practice, I think it certainly hasn't happened yet.
Lucy, obviously, there has been a lot of debate in the United States about what to do about the potential threat from ISIS right now. And as I read this story about drones flying over nuclear sites, I couldn't help but put those two things together as a possibility. Is that something that people are talking about, that this may be some sort of a terrorist threat from homegrown terrorists?
It's not something that authorities are talking about explicitly. I think that in everybody's minds here in France is the context in which this is happening, and certainly the number of French people who have been travelling to the Middle East to join ISIS, and the amount of chatter there is here about how prepared France is, how prepared France's security services might be to contend with homegrown terrorism. That's a debate that is going on every day here in France. So seen against that backdrop, there is a sense that citizens of France are particularly concerned about anything that looks out of the ordinary at the moment. Having said that, of course, that there may be many different explanations for what's going on here, but there is an urgency and pressure on the authorities to explain exactly what that is.
The BBC's Lucy Williamson joining us from Paris. Lucy, thank you.
Thank you.